after 18, I stopped having aspirations.
My true,
other than true love, I still aspire to that.
Yeah. Well, you have a girlfriend now.
I can't talk about it on the show. It's too important.
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to bring up. So, Tard Blog. One of the... They used to have the section where people could write in their story, like their own retarded kid stories. And there was one. There was one that was so funny to me. And I found... oh, man. This is great. I'll tell the story, and then I'll tell you what I did with it afterwards.
Okay, but, great.
So, the story was like... Somebody was in seventh grade, and they like had a police officer come in to like the class to talk about like molestation or whatever. They played like a video that was like, mm-hmm. you know, like if somebody touches you in an inappropriate way or whatever, and they're all watching the video and everyone's just bored.
Yeah, there's not enough bright
colors. And
then
the video ends, and they're like, "Okay, thanks, guys. If you have any questions," and then there's a retarded kid in the class who's like older than everyone else. Like, he's just this bigger, retarded kid, yeah. you know? And he just blurts out, "Next door, Jimmy made me suck his dick."
Oh, shit! Oh, fuck, dude!
Whoa.
And they had to, like, take him out of the classroom.
Holy shit.
And then, like...
Dude, to know the phrase, suck his dick, and then also get molested is strange.
Yeah. Well, then the story turns out that like next door Jimmy was another retarded kid that was older than him.
Oh, shit.
That had been watching like unscrambled cable porn.
Oh, fuck.
And like acted out the scenes on this other disabled kid or whatever. Story's bullshit. You know, somebody just made it up.
Yeah. You read this on
read
that
it.
Blog.
On okay. Tard Blog.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Which I assume is an acronym.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, for teaching and respecting the disabled.
Nick, they're very well done. Very well done. That was great. That was very good.
Well, I'm a professional comedian.
Yeah.
But no, so I thought that was the funniest shit in the
That's
world.
That's unbelievable.
When I was like 13.
Oh my God.
When I was
retarded
13,
kids sucking each other's dicks. Are you fucking kidding me?
I had Jim Gaffigan's AOL Instant Messenger screen name. I don't know how I got it. I like found his personal email and then added him on AIM and would sign on sometimes. And I sent it to Jim Gaffigan, who was like my favorite comedian when I was 13. I'm like, "Jim, I love you. This is the funniest thing I've ever read."
Oh shit.
And like he just like, you know, he responds, he's like, "I'm not offended, but I have to go."
No way.
Yeah. And then he blocked me. I'm like, I never signed on again. Ever again.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
He responded?
Yeah, he's like, "I'm not offended, but I have to go."